Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Your life will never be the same. Your amen is weak for me. I said your life will never be the same. May every situation turn around. As you encounter Jesus on this altar, may your life never be the same. Raise your hands to the Father as we bless him. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you glory. Spirit of God, we love you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Jesus, you are enthroned in this place. You are the head of the church. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Be thou exalted. Speak your word unto us. In the name of Jesus, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified. In Jesus' name, come turn lives around. Come turn lives around. Jesus, you are the miracle manna. Fall upon us as we feed on you. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Please be seated as we hear the word of God. Jesus, the bread of life. Jesus, the miracle manna. How many of you are ready to feed the miracle manna this morning? Hallelujah. Healing Jesus. Matthew chapter number 9, verse 35 is our key scripture. Receiving the miracle of divine healing is our prophetic thing. And thank God for how far he has brought us. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 53, verse number 1 to 5. Isaiah chapter 53, verse number 1 to 5. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. And with his stripes we are healed. But look at verse number 4. The Bible says that surely he has borne our grief. The word grief means sickness, disease. He has borne our sickness and our disease and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted of God. But then the verse number 5 says that he has been wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, for the second time, and with his stripes we are healed. You must understand that your healing is the responsibility of God. God is much concerned about your health than anybody else. Praise God. He has total healing package for everyone that is called his child. God has a total healing package. In 3 John 2, according to the writings, to the old man Gaius, he said, I wish above all things that you do what? You prosper. The word you is indicating your spirit. Your spirit must prosper. And not only your spirit, God is not only concerned about your spirit, but he said, you should also prosper and be in good health. Good health. Good health. Here, the target is not about your healing, but the target is about you walking in good health. Understand this. And this brings to mind, I'm not teaching the healing Jesus or receiving the healing miracles of Jesus because we are sick. No. But I'm teaching this so that you will be able to know that God has a program and he's more concerned and he takes responsibility when it comes to your health. And he's not interested in healing you, but he wants you to walk the divine health. Walking and living your life without sickness and without disease. So he said, above all things, I wish that you prosper, you, your spirit, and be in good health bodily, even as your soul also does what? Prospers. Hallelujah. So there is a three-dimensional prosperity that every child of God must receive. But most importantly, God wants us to walk in good health. Your amen is weak. I said your amen is weak. It is important for us to understand in Psalm number 103, I'm laying the foundation. Psalm number 103, verse number 1-3. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Now, what are the benefits? Verse number 3, he said, who forgiveth thee thine iniquities? And who healed all thy diseases? He healed thee all thy diseases. Now you must understand that the day you got born again, the day you came to Jesus, that very day, God forgave you of all your sins. Your amen is weak. And not only did he forgive you your sins, but he also healed you of all your diseases. Even the disease that would come after, he has even healed all of them. Are you understanding me? So your salvation is linked to your healing. And it is also linked to you walking in divine health. Every child of God is expected to walk in divine health. Because the day you got born again, that very day, God says, I have forgiven you all your sins. And I've what? Healed you of all your diseases. This brings to mind that the healing ministry of Jesus covers all sicknesses and it covers all diseases. Praise God. It doesn't matter the name of the disease. Whether the scientists are now coming to research and find out what kind of disease this may be, he said, all your diseases have been healed. So the healing ministry of Jesus covers all diseases and it covers all sickness. Why? Because the day you became born again, that day Jesus took responsibility of your health. If you are here, say a big amen. Amen. Now you must understand that the root of all sicknesses is the devil, not from God. The root of all sicknesses is the devil and not from God. There is no sickness in God to give. There is, God doesn't have sickness in him to give. The devil is the root of all what? Sicknesses. Now, there is this school of thought of some people trying to say, and if there is no sickness with God, how come Job got sick? Because from the rendition, it may sound like God brought those sickness to tempt him. No. I want us to go to the book of Job and understand certain few things. You know, Job chapter 2, verse number 7. You understand that Job was not afflicted by God. Now, he said that, so went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto what? His crown. Praise God. There went forth Satan from the presence of the Lord. So it may have an impression that God may have allowed Satan to buffet Job with sickness. But that doesn't mean that sicknesses or it came from God. Hallelujah. The reason why Job got sick or was afflicted was the fact that Job was living in fear of sicknesses and diseases. At a point he said, the things that I'm afraid of is the things that have come unto me. You see, whatever you are afraid of, you attract. Anything that you are scared of, you naturally attract it. Job was afraid of sicknesses and what? Diseases, and therefore attracted it. And the Satan afflicted him. God doesn't have sickness to give. There is no unrighteousness in God. Is anybody here with me? I told you last week that if God had sickness in mind, he would have made provision for drugs. Are you with me? And I told you from Genesis chapter 1 verse 29 last week that when God created all things, the herbs and then the fruits, the plants were for our meat, not for our healing. Praise God. So there is no sickness in God. Tell somebody there is no sickness in God. Hallelujah. So we must understand that all sicknesses comes from the devil. Praise God. Praise God. You must be able to understand the root cause of every sickness, or the root cause of sicknesses and diseases, so that you will not have a wrong impression. Because there are many believers who think that they are sick because God is trying to punish them, or God is trying to test them, or make them feel down, so that he will, no. Sickness does not connote righteousness. Being sick doesn't mean that you are righteous. You know that some people, you know, when they are sick, then they know that they are right. You know, it is not from God. Tell somebody, sickness is not from God. Hallelujah. Last week I explained to you the root cause of sickness. It all came by the fall of man, the first man, Adam. In Genesis chapter 3, verse number 9 to 19, when you go home, you can read it. And from that time, man was subjected to dust. In fact, God pronounced curse unto man, and man was subjected to dust. We're subjected to dust. And to the serpent, God also pronounced curse on him, that you will feed on dust. You will feed on dust. So naturally, our body became the food for the devil. Are you understanding me? And you can imagine the devil feeding on your body. That is the cause of all sicknesses and all diseases. But thank God for Jesus Christ. In Galatians chapter 3, verse number 13 to 14, the Bible says that cursed is anyone that is hanged on what? On the tree. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from what? The curse of the law. He made a curse for us, for it is written, curse is who? Everyone that is hanged on a tree. Verse 14. That the blessings of Abraham might come unto us, the Gentiles. Thank God for Jesus. You and I are saved. So the day you got saved, that day the curse of sicknesses and diseases were broken. God says, I have forgiven you, and now I'm taking responsibility of your health. Is it not a privilege? It is not a good thing to celebrate God about. If you are the one, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to understand this. I told you from last week that then why do believers get sick? Why do children of God get sick? Number one, lack of what? Lack of what? Lack of knowledge and understanding. The Bible says, for lack of knowledge, my people perish. Hallelujah. So your understanding concerning the things that God has already done through Jesus Christ for you is what makes you walk as a fulfilled and a victorious child of God. Your understanding of what God has done through Jesus Christ on the cross is what makes you walk as what? A victorious Christian, or a victorious child of God. Somebody is blessed. And when God called us, and when he brought us to himself, or when he saved us, according to Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 3, the Bible says that, and God has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in what? In what? In heavenly places in Christ. God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, the cure to curses is blessing. Remember, curses is what brought sicknesses. And now the cure to curse is what? Blessings. So anyone who is blessed cannot be sick. Ah, I want you to have this light. Are you with me? Church, are you following me? Anyone who is blessed cannot be hurt. You cannot be blessed and be sick at the same time. Because the cure to curses is the blessing. And by redemption, you and I have been blessed with every spiritual word, blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Therefore, that which kills diseases away is the blessing. Your amen is weak. I don't know if you are following me. Are you here with me? Yes. Yes. That which cures diseases is the blessing. As the blessings of God is upon you, you are devoid of sicknesses and diseases. In the name of Jesus. But you must understand that you need to walk your faith. Now, everything that Jesus has done for us is in a deposit. It's in a deposit. It's like having a deposit at the bank. You may have about 50,000 Ghana cedis at the bank. The money is yours, but it is not with you. So you can have money at the bank. Sammy, are you looking at me? You can have money at the bank and still go broke and be poor. Are you understanding me? Because if you have money at the bank and you can't pay for your bills, you can't pay your children's school fees, you can't handle, and you always say that, oh, when the electricity people come and say, oh, I have money at the bank. If you have money at the bank, then why are you broke? Are you understanding me? Now, how then do you get the money at the bank to pay your bills? You must issue your check, go to the counter, tell the teller that, hey, teller, get me my money. This is all that spirituality and Christianity is all about. You are blessed to cure every mischief of sickness in your life, but not until you issue your check to go and demand that which is yours, you can live in sickness and in disease as a child of God. Because of lack of what? Understanding. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. In Psalm 49 verse number 20, he says that man that is in honor and understandeth not is like a beast that perishes. A man that is in honor but understandeth not is what? Like a beast. So there are many, many children of God, many believers who lack understanding and they are perishing like a beast. Praise God. I pray that you will not sit here and lack understanding. Don't close your eyes on me. I said you will not sit here and lack understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, shout, I have understanding. Hallelujah. Good. Now you must also understand that God's healing package is released to us solely through his word. The healing package of Jesus is released to us solely through his word. Anybody who receives healing from Jesus comes solely through his word. Praise God. In Psalm number 107 verse number 20. Psalm number 107 verse number 20. He says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Praise Jesus. Oh, come on, your amen is weak. He sent his word and heal them and deliver them from their distractions. The healing ministry of Jesus can only be received solely through his word. We had several examples in the ministry of Jesus. The Bible says that one day Jesus was walking by and then he met two blind men and said that, can you make us see? And Jesus said, your eyes be opened. Your eyes behold be open. And then the eyes got open. He spoke his word and then they had their healing. The other day, another one is the centurion. The Bible says the centurion sent or went to Jesus that the servant was sick. And then Jesus gathered himself, going to the house of the centurion. When the centurion heard that Jesus was coming, he said, no, master, don't come. I am a man of authority. And I know you don't need to come. You just speak the word. Just speak the word, and I know that my servant will be whole, will be made whole. Then Jesus said that, then your servant is well, is made whole. And the Bible says that instantly, the time Jesus spoke, the servant got healed. Praise God. Many instances in scripture where Jesus just spoke the word and the people got healed. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their distraction. The word of God is the sole agent of receiving God's healing package. Somebody's blessed. You cannot be healed without a word. In Jeremiah chapter number 8, verse 22. Jeremiah chapter number 8, verse 22. He said, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physicians there? Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physicians there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? For everyone that is sick needs a physician and needs a balm. Everyone that is sick needs a physician and needs a balm. Now Jesus, in his days, made this scripture so clear to us. And I want us to look at it. Luke chapter 4, verse 23. This is what Jesus, the master physician, said. He said unto them, ye will surely say to me this proverb, physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. Now listen, he said, you will surely say this proverb, physician, heal thyself. Jesus is the master physician. Is somebody here with me? Now he said, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Now, when the people were suffering, when the people were struggling, they needed a balm and they needed a physician. Now, Jesus said that I have come in the New Testament as a master physician. Praise God. And the master physician heals with the balm of his word. Hallelujah. The balm there is not in Kuto. The balm there, it's not any drug, but the balm is the balm of his word. His word. Jesus the healer heals solely by his word. This morning, as the word of God is coming to you, may you receive your instant healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the healing power through God's word begin to hit you. Now, in Matthew 9:35 that we read, the Bible says that Jesus was teaching. He was just preaching. And then he got many people what? Healed. There is something in the word of God. The word of God is a curative substance that heals. That heals. I don't know. If your heart is broken, may the word of God heals you. Are you depressed? Let the word of God heal your heart. Is there any pain in any part of your body? Let the word of God heal you now in the name of Jesus Christ. So the word of God is the balm of healing. And it is the all-purpose drug. Drop it. The word of God is all-purpose what? Drug. Somebody's blessed. I said somebody's blessed. I said somebody's blessed. And I pray in the name of Jesus that every healing that you receive will manifest by the entrance of God's word.
Hallelujah.
So therefore, the balm for the master physician is the balm for the healing of his word. Amen. Now, your access to the word is your solid grounds to your healing. Drop it. Your access to the word is your solid ground for your healing. Your access to the word is your solid ground for your healing. If you can get the word in you, you can be made whole. If you can get the word, the balm of Gilead in you, you can be made whole. So a wordless person would not be able to receive the healing packages of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody is blessed.
So the price that one has to pay in receiving the healing ministry of Jesus is the price of the word. Is the price of what? The word. Get of God in you and you will be made whole. Get the word of God in you and you will be what? Made whole. You will be made whole. You will be made whole. Somebody is blessed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, how do you have access into the word? This is very important. And in this service, I'm just sharing one with you. And then the second service, we share another. How do you get access into the word? Now, you must understand that the word of God is pure and the word of God is purified. It is sacred. It is pure. It is purified. The word of God is pure. But that notwithstanding, how do you get access to the word? Number one, the fear of the Lord. How do you get access to the word of God? You get access to the word of God through the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. In Psalm 25 verse 14. Psalm 25 verse 14. He says that the secret of the Lord are with them that fear him. The secret of the Lord are with them that fear him. And he will show them his covenant. Praise God. How do you get the word of God? Or how do you access the word of God for your healing? He said, through the fear of God. Wow. Psalm 25, 14 says that the secret of the Lord are with them that do what? Fear him. Now, the fear of the Lord is seen in two parts to two different people. Now, let me come clear. For those who are not saved, the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Wisdom. Praise God. So for those who are not saved, the fear of God is the beginning of your salvation. It's the beginning of your salvation. As you fear the Lord, you begin by your salvation. It's the fear of God that brought you salvation. That is what I want to say. The fear of God is what brought you salvation if you are not saved. But if you are saved, listen to me. The fear of God is to hate sin. Push it. For the one who is not saved, the fear of God begins your salvation. But the saved or the redeemed, the child of God, the fear of God is to do what? is to hate sin. Is to hate sin. Is to hate sin. Is to hate sin. Tap somebody and say, is to hate sin. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 16. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 16. He says, these six things do the Lord hate. Yet seven are an abomination unto him. Praise God. And he went on to talk about them. The fear of God is to hate sin. You can't make sin your friend and think that you fear God. Anyone who fears God hates sin or withdraw from sin. Somebody is blessed. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. Proverbs chapter 9. Everyone that fears God depart from sin and iniquity. He said that the fear of the Lord, I've already talked about the fear of the Lord, but let's look at it very critically. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But look at it. He said that, and the knowledge of the holy. The knowledge of the holy. So we are talking about, the fear of God that brought you salvation, and the fear of God that makes you holy. Are you understanding me? So there's a fear that makes you hate sin, and for that matter, makes you walk in holiness. Praise God. And there is a fear that also brought you salvation. Every man that fears the Lord depart from what? Sin. We saw an example in the life of Joseph. What an opportunity for Joseph to be in Potiphar's house and to be in charge of everything that has been placed under him, even including the whole servants and everybody in the house, but not the wife. But he had an opportunity, sponsored, and had everything at his disposal to sin against God. And yet said, I fear the Lord, and therefore I hate what? Sin. He had to flee from sin. The fear of God is to do what? Hate sin. You can't tell me you fear God when you are deviling in sin like what you know. Are you understanding me? And fear of God is what unlocks your access into the word of God that brings you your healing. Somebody's blessed. No, I'm not hearing you. Are you understanding me? The fear of God is that's what? That unlocks the heals or that unlocks the healing of the word of God in you. Let me come clear. The fear of the Lord is the master key to unlock the healings of the word. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. Number two, the man that practices the fear, or the man that fears God, practices righteousness. Drop it. The man that fears God practices what? Righteousness. The man that fears God practices righteousness. You see, righteousness are in two parts. We have what we call the imputed righteousness. The Bible says that whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Bible says that Abraham believed and it was accounted unto him righteousness. There is an initial righteousness that every child of God is given freely. You are imputed. You don't have to work for it. Are you understanding me? You are made right with God. The moment you come to believe in Jesus, you are made right with who? Oh, come on, look at me. You are made right with who? Yes. But when you are made right in God, you must practice righteousness, because that is who you are. You can't have one thing and do another thing else. So there are many who are at the point of imputed righteousness. We have been saved by grace. We have the right. We are the righteousness of God. And blah, blah, blah. But the righteousness of God has to be practiced. And that is what we call the fear of God. Hallelujah. If you are not practicing righteousness, I'm afraid you don't fear God. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. The place of imputed righteousness is what gives you confidence. I'm talking about two things. The imputed righteousness is the one that God says that, okay, of all that you have done, now I count you righteous. I mean, some time ago you were fooling in sin. You were doing anything anyhow. Misbehaving. You were leading a life that was not acceptable to Christ. You were not saved. Now Christ called you and said, now I have justified you by my righteousness. Now people, I don't see you as you used to be. I see you as me because of Jesus. How many of you understand what I'm trying to say? That is the imputed word, righteousness. You have been made righteous because of Jesus Christ. Are you with me? That initial righteousness is what gives you confidence in Christ. Are you understanding me? But then the practicing righteousness is what gives you access. The practicing righteousness is what gives you a place in God's word for fulfillment and a victorious Christian life. Praise God. So let me put it in right perspective for you. The place of imputed righteousness is what gives you confidence. And the place of practicing righteousness is what gives you fulfillment. It's what gives you what? Fulfillment. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. 1 John 2:29. He says, if ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is what? Now look, this is a scripture that actually describes everything I'm saying. Because now you see the two righteousness here. He said that if ye know that he is righteous, God is righteous and has made you all righteous. That is the imputed righteousness. Are you understanding me? Now he went on to say that ye know that everyone that doeth. So righteousness is also a practice. So you are not only saved by grace to fool. To live your life anyhow. To allow sin to stop you from enjoying the things you're supposed to enjoy in Christ. Is anybody here with me? Good. Another scripture. 1 John 3:7. He says, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is what? Even as he is what? Righteous. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. So your number one access into the word of God for your divine healing or your divine health is the fear of God. It's the fear of God. Jesus, according to Psalm number 45, loved righteousness, and the Bible says he hated iniquity. Therefore, the Lord his God has exalted him, or has exalted his horn like that of what? The unicorn above his fellows. Praise God. I pray that you will love righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody is blessed. I said, somebody is blessed. So with this light, you come to a point and know that Jesus, the master physician, heals by his word. By his word. Somebody is blessed. So the first one we looked at is the fear of God. How do you access into God's word for your healing? Number two, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. Somebody's blessed. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and what? Precious promises. That by these ye might be, everybody go with me, partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Wow. What a blessing. I say, what a blessing. Can we read it again? Everybody go. Whereby are given unto who? Good. Who are the us? The redeemed, the saved, the child. They are exceeding and great and precious what? Wow. Now, that everybody go, by these we might be all partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through life. There is a corruption in this world. And one of the corruption of this world is the corruption of sickness and disease. Do you know sicknesses corrupt your body? It derails and corrodes your body. It brings your body to perishment. But there is a good news for you. There are promises concerning your life that helps you and delivers you from the corruption that is in this world. Your amen is sick. Wow. But then until you enjoy these promises, you must be a partaker of the divine nature. Nobody enjoys healing from God if you are not a partaker of what? The divine nature. So what is my point here? The word of God carries in it divine nature. Kai. Drop it. Drop it. Drop it. Drop it. I don't know why you're looking at my face. You don't understand, right? The word of God carries in it what? Divine nature. That if anybody partakes in the word, it will help you to escape the corruption of your body. Praise God. Now, when we talk about divine nature, some of you, it may sound very weird. And I don't know how many of you have heard the word Zoe. Oh, let your hands be up. What is Zoe? It is the God kind of life, or it's what we call the eternal life. Are you here with me? So the divine nature is the life of God. The very life in God. Now, it takes the word of God to be able to partake in the very nature and the life of God, which would also delivers you from every corruption that is in this world, which includes the corruption of sickness and what? Disease. Am I making sense? No, am I making sense? So, we are talking about the word which carries what? Divine nature. So, once you assess God's word, it brings you the life of God. The God kind of what? And where in scripture did we hear that God was sick? Where in scripture did we hear that even Jesus suffered headache? Or Jesus was diagnosed with hepatitis B. Or Jesus had BP. Or Jesus, yeah. He was taken to, what do you call it, Confanoche. Praise God. His body was so agile. He was strong in body because he had the life of God in him. And you, as a child of God, God wants you to also carry his life in you. And that life cannot be attacked with sickness. It cannot be attacked with hepatitis. It cannot be attacked with malaria. It cannot be attacked with HIV. It cannot be attacked with high blood pressure or diabetes. The life of God is what you need inside of you. Oh, your amen is sick for me. I don't know who came to service this morning, but let me tell you, the word of God is a divine nature. Hey, once you have God's word in you, no sickness can live and survive in your body. In the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. So the God kind of lie is what will help you escape the corruption in this world to last. Go with me to Proverbs 4, 20 to 24. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 24. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 24. Now, this is very, very important for everybody here as I bring my message to a close. Is anybody here with me? Have you finished writing? Amen. Now, everybody go. This is one of the best scriptures I can ever share with you. Go, my son. No. Let's have a right attitude. Say, my son. Okay. Everybody go. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Wow. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Wow. Now, when you do that, what happens? For they are life unto those that find them. The word life underlined. And go on. And help to all their flesh. What is life unto them? No, what is life unto them? No. What is life unto them? Are we all in agreement here? What is life unto them? And what is health to them? Is it paracetamol? So you can get the word of God as an all-purpose drug. Hi. The word of God is all-purpose drug. But the good news is that he's not advising everybody. He said, my son. See, there are secrets you can't share with people, but those who are closer to you, no matter who you are, and no matter how close you are to me, there are certain things I may not tell you, but my wife knows. Are you understanding me? My son, I'm telling you a secret. Go back to 20. Let's do that again. Attend to my words. The word of God that you carry, that some of you even don't have. You don't have Bibles. You are pretending to use your phone. Your phone is not holy. You know the things that are on the phone. Get a holy Bible. Tell somebody, get a holy Bible. We are not talking about holy phones. Your phone cannot be holy. You see, I will advise you to use your phone in referencing. Reading from your phone is not an abomination. But get a holy Bible. At least attach your Bible to your phone. How many of you are going to buy Bibles from today? You buy Bibles. And stop using your phones. Somebody's blessed. Say, my son, tend to my words. Do I have sons here? If there's a secret I can share with you, where is Jephthah? If there's a secret I can share with you, this is the secret. Attend to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. Do not depart from it. Continue. Let them not depart from your eyes. Read. Some of you will never open your Bible till the next Sunday. Meanwhile, you are suffering from heartache. That broken heart will never go until you start reading the Bible. I'm telling you. Obia break your heart. Read the Bible, it will go. Somebody is blessed. Yes. And he said, keep them in the midst of your heart. Your heart itself is in the midst. But then keep. Don't let it depart. When you do that, it is going to be what? Life to you. To them that finds it. And health to all their flesh. The word of God. So, God healing ministry, Jesus' healing ministry is solely received by the word of God. Number one, how do you assess the word of God? Through the fear of God. Number two, through the word is what? Divine nature. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. Every drug can profit you. Every drug can only profit you when you take it. Is that not so? You went to the hospital, then they gave you drugs. Then when you came, say, "Aish, now that I've got this drug, they're telling me." Every morning you go and see the drug package there. Hey, as for this drug there, I'm okay. I'm hot. One day you'll be there. People will come for your cups. Praise God. Because for every drug, it will not work until you do what? You take it. Amen. So is the all-purpose drug, which is the word of God. It will not work for you until you do what? You take it. Somebody's blessed. So you can be having the word on your laps. You can pretend to be using your phones, but not until you eat the word, your broken heart will never grow. This morning I pray for anyone whose heart is broken. Read the word of God. Somebody be on your feet. Hallelujah. Oh, I thought you were clapping for Jesus. Amen. So, obedience is what releases the balm of God's word for your healing. Obedience. Obedience simply means taking in the drug, eating or taking the drug of the word. Somebody's blessed. Lift up your hands and thank God for his word. Just celebrate him for his word. Just thank the Lord for his word. Come on, thank him for his word. Thank him for his word. Landabo Sharaba. Rezanda Kabala Bala 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 Bada. Come on, raise your voice. Celebrate him. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Thank God for his word. Yanda ra 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 bo Sharaba. Nana Sam Nuya Eja Pazika Simamon Nana Ton Come on, raise your hands and sing it. More Aye, you don't man, now he see, and you're young, yeah, oh, yeah, hallelujah, you're my. I explained to you that the fear of God to the one who is not saved is what brought you salvation. But you as the saved, the fear of God is to hate sin. You want to pray that, Father, give me grace to hate sin. Sin will destroy. Sin will make your body to be sick. When Adam sinned, his body was reduced to dust. Sin is what brought sicknesses and disease. You want to pray that, Father, give me the grace to hate sin. Let the fear of God be with me. Is anybody praying or you are just opening your mouth? Come on, lift up your voice. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Shanda da 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 ba. Come on, raise your voice. 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 Shanda ra 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 de 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 shada ba ra ba. Lincoln me de shada da ba da ba. Spirit of God. Come on, lift up your voice and give him praise. Give him glory. You want to pray? You want to pray and say, Father, let me be a partaker of the divine nature. Today I receive the life of God. There's a way. I receive the life that gives me escape from corruption through lust in this world. I receive the life of God through your word. I receive the life of God through your word. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Come on, lift up your voice. As you are praying, every disease has been taken care of. There is a miracle hand of God bringing life to you. Receive the life of God. Let your word be enriched in me. Pray that, Lord, let your word, let me attend to your word. Let me attend to your words. Let me attend to your words. Let me attend to your words. The secret of the Lord are with them that fear him. Raise your voice. Talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. I receive the life of God. You want to pray, Father, let your word dwell in me richly. Let me love your word. Let me love your word. Let me be a partaker of the divine nature. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.